heirs according to the promise. What a wonderful Father's Day message, that we are children of God. Not grandchildren, not great-grandchildren, not nieces and nephews and all that other stuff that we run into when we have family reunions and family gatherings, but children, first-generation relation, heirs, those who will inherit the promise. But in the Hebrew tradition, God gave His chosen people law. And He gave them that law because, well, they needed it. As we do, when we are children, when we are young in our faith, when we are being immature or childish or petty, we need somebody to tell us what is right and wrong. But as we grow and mature in our faith, as we grow and mature in our relationship, just as young people grow and mature within a family, our Father, God, ceases to lay down the law to us and begins to show us by example how we should be as adults. I think sometimes that's where things fall apart. We have the discipline of the law. We have discipline in our family. We have one set of rules to abide by. And then comes the time to be a good example, and sometimes we as fathers don't set such a good example. I remember absolutely none of the many lectures that I remember getting when I was a kid. I'm sure my granddad told me lots of good things, but I don't remember much of any of them. What I remember was his example. What I remember was the kind of man he was. We don't remember the words, but we remember the example. We don't remember the details of what was said, but we try and act like the person that we remember in our minds as being that big guy, that dad, that father, that grandfather, that role model, that father figure that we wanted to be like, that we wanted to admire, that we wanted to look up to. God gave us a discipline, a law, but then He tried to teach us self-discipline by sending His Son to show us how to live. If we just get stuck on the law, then we become legalistic and petty and argumentative and rigid and demanding and, well, yeah, we do that sometimes, don't we? Yeah, we're human. We get caught up in that stuff sometimes. Those Ten Commandments, you know, that Charlton Heston brought down. Oh, I'm sorry, that Moses brought down. You all saw the movie too. They're important. We need them. We need law. We need rules. We need regulations. We need all that stuff. But then as we grow and become more self-sufficient, we also need a good role model. In Christ, we have the ultimate role model. Amen. One who was willing to adopt us. One who was willing to include us in His family. One who was willing to make us heirs with Him to the promise of God. To the promise of God's kingdom. To the promise of God's family. To the promise of God's world. And so we think of ourselves as a church family because we are indeed all related through Him. Brothers and sisters in Christ. And like brothers and sisters, sometimes we spat, sometimes we fight, sometimes we argue, sometimes we fuss, sometimes we disagree, sometimes to the point of blows. But let anybody else mess with us, and we all link arms and become one family again. Defending each other, defending our church, defending our traditions, defending our love that we have for this place, these people, this time, as each generation will do and has done in the past. Fathers make families. And our Heavenly Father has made us all one family. We're still human. We still make mistakes. We still break the law. We still forget to love each other the way He loved us. But in His love, we have that perfect and ultimate example of how a family should be, of how a father should be, of how we should be as His family, as the family of God, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not just some place we go when we die. It's what's in our hearts when we feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And what we're part of is this, right here. Neither slave nor free, neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female, all children of God, all heirs to the promise, all one. What an amazing concept that we, in all our diversity, throughout the world, are all one. Different languages. You know what got to me when I was in El Salvador and we were doing church? I didn't understand the words because they were singing in Spanish, but I knew the tunes. They were the same hymns that I was used to. They were also the same hearts that I was used to. Looking out at a congregation who loved each other and cared about each other and welcomed me from El Norte as someone who came in faith and love as part of their family. We are one family. We are one people. We worship one God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.